B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Oh, let's start with a Florida man. Why not? Florida man pulled over Sunday night for driving recklessly, and he told police the reason he was driving recklessly was he needed to get home in a hurry because he had been cheating on his wife.
I gotta go faster.
Oh, well, then by all means. In fact, speed more.
In fact, we'll give you an escort.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Florida man.
Cops, please pull over. This man has been banging his wife's sister.
Cops report that John Earl Pickard, 52 years old, was behind the wheel of a Honda that was going in excess of 90 miles per hour. When stopped by an officer, he was apparently en route. He said Pickard was apparently en route to his residence following an extramarital assignment, if you will. Pickard reportedly indicated that his driving was reckless and endangering because he needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife, the report said. Pickard was busted for reckless driving, a misdemeanor, but when cops searched him post-arrest, they found a baggie of crack cocaine in his shirt pocket, leading to an additional felony drug possession count.
So that made it harder then to let him go with the police escort.
Yeah, Pickard was released from the county jail late Sunday night after posting a $2,500 bond. The manager of an Indianapolis strip club believes that a man tried to blow the building up after getting kicked out. 33-year-old Nicholas Miller faces charges of attempted arson.
Does the thought of just, I'm never going back there again ever occur to you?
Christ.
Well, you've lost my business. No, there's only one way to handle this. I'm going to blow the building up.
So he's been busted for attempted arson and criminal recklessness. Miller was removed by staff at Dancer's Show Club for causing a disturbance. Officers responded after receiving a report that a man tried to set the building on fire. The manager at Dancer's said that Miller was served two beers after arriving at 11 p.m., then was asked to leave for acting strange by standing over other patrons and staring at them. An employee
at a strip club, that's kind of par for the course, isn't it?
But he was at patrons, at other customers. Okay. He was just walking up to him and
saying, are you a stripper?
Yeah.
And fully clothed.
An employee said Miller left without incident. The manager then watched on a camera as Miller left the building, then went to pull something out of his trunk. Miller can be seen placing a gas can next to the building underneath a gas meter. A shirt was wrapped around the gas can spigot. Miller then is seen on video lighting a cigarette, taking several drags off of it, and then holding the cigarette near the gas can and shirt. After it fails to ignite, investigators say he threw the cigarette towards the gas can and then ran to his vehicle.
I don't know how to make a bomb.
It, again, failed to ignite. No damage was done to the building. But at the time, 40 to 50 people were inside of the building. And, oh, my God, the mugshot.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it what you'd expect? Oh, there you go.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's the saddest story.
His hair, he looks like he has bedhead. So.
And people were uncomfortable by him staring
right,
at them?
Right, standing over them.
I don't
staring.
Get it.
Yeah. This is wild. I don't know if you guys saw the video of this fish. Specifically a fish with a face that some say looks awfully human, is driving the internet crazy. The video shared on multiple social media platforms purports to show markings on the fish that make it look like it's got a human visage. And in the water, when it's swimming, it looks like a face.
Oh, I did not see it in the water.
This isn't an old one. This is brand new.
Oh, then this is okay. Then I need to see this one.
So the unusual sighting quickly went viral, generating much online chatter. Nick has it up if you want to see it on his monitor over here, Steve. It's the creepy-looking sea animal is actually a carp, according to Snopes. The fact checking website said its findings suggest that the video is real and not digitally manipulated. Now, some people are freaking out thinking this genetics gone what crazy.
That's exactly what it is. It's a fish man.
But when you see it, it comes up out of the water for a moment. Yeah. You can see that that's not its eyeballs. Its eyes are on
it's
the side.
It's just a marking.
It's just markings on the fish's
Where
face.
Where are the worms at?
But at first, when it's swimming,
it looks
like Mr. Limpet, Steve.
It clearly, yeah.
It looks like a fish with a face.
Hey, folks. Yeah. How are you?
Because in fact, Preston, there's a part on top of the eye that actually looks like a brow.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, we're running late here, so let me do one more quick story, and then we will...
More animals with faces.
We'll move along with this. No, I had this.
Damn.
On November 4th, Jeremy Merdinger of New York City posted a photo of a singed blunt that he allegedly found in his coveted Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Okay.
He claimed,
that's why everyone's going crazy for those sandwiches.
Yeah, finally.
They come with pot.
He claimed that he purchased two sandwiches from a Manhattan location of the chain and took them home to eat. He says the blunt fell out of his second sandwich.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
He claims that he emailed Popeye's a complaint about the incident, but that he never received a response. A representative for the restaurant says that they are still investigating the man's claims, but he said it came with a blunt in it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
There's a point at which you can get in trouble for pointing your pointer finger at someone. A 31-year-old woman from Florida apparently reached that point as she was accused of pointing her right pointer finger at her husband and not stopping. And I keep thinking of, I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you. I know.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Stop looking at me.
The husband pointed out to police that he and his wife returned home from a party. He said his wife was beyond intoxication, but he evidently didn't belabor the point. He said that his wife started an argument over their relationship. He tried to leave, though the affidavit did not state whether he expressed concern about things reaching the boiling point.
Get it?
Or getting to the point of no return or being of the opinion that quarreling was pointless.
Get it?
Dear God. He said his wife got in front of him to stop him from leaving, and he alleges his wife, quote, and this is according to the report, kept pointing her right pointer finger at him and would not stop.
And police responded to this.
They did. Oh, meanwhile, from the husband's view, he told investigators his wife pointer finger struck him in the left corner of his left eye.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
Oh, my God.
So
that could have killed him.
Thus, in terms of who pointed the pointer finger, the husband pointed the finger at his wife. The wife, however, had a different story. She said that while at the party, her husband got jealous, but she wouldn't say why. And she said the incident never reached the point of physical violence, and she didn't know how her husband got the mark near his eye.
They just come back from seeing the Pointer Sisters.
She was arrested on a battery charge, yes. So there you go. How about we go with this one? Samantha Mead was fined just under $2,000 after yelling at Erica Stoter for eating hard-boiled eggs on a rush hour train in England.
You can't do that?
Stoter says Mead, who works for the city, approached her aggressively and asked her if she spoke English and then called her disgusting before adding, "You don't know who I am. Be careful. Do you want to go outside?" Stoter says that she had to eat her breakfast at that specific time due to her diet and that she was contacted police about the incident. She apparently, the woman thought it was the eggs smelled bad.
Oh, okay.
So that's why she was telling her to stop
eating. So she asked her to go outside on a moving train?
Right. Mead claims that she was calling the food disgusting and not Stoter herself. She was ultimately fined about $900 in order to pay Stoter $960 in compensation, but was cleared of racially aggravated public order offense. But listen, eggs can be a little bit smelly, but I mean, somebody, you got to eat, right?
Nah, you just kill the person.
Oh, you could do that. A Texas woman, speaking of smelling bad, miraculously found her engagement ring among 10 tons of trash.
Wow.
After she mistakenly threw it away. Nellie Cabin took to Facebook to share her story, saying that she threw away her ring because of a miscommunication. She said, "Friday morning, I had to call a landfill because I accidentally threw away my ring that my husband gave me when he proposed to me 5 years ago. The ring meant everything to me, and because of a miscommunication, I accidentally threw it away. Trash had already been picked up when she realized that she had thrown it away. She called the landfill and spoke to the special waste coordinator, Karen Fuller, and she said she wanted me to stay realistic to the fact that finding the ring was like finding a needle in a haystack. She gave the woman the details about the trash bag color and what the ring looked like. The garbage truck driver, Fuller told the garbage truck driver about the ring. He and his crew searched through the trash for the ring. They found it.
Wow.
After only searching for 10 minutes, it got
10 minutes.
Crazy on, lucky. What? It had to have been near the end of their run. So Cabin said, "I was floored that they found the ring. They looked through thousands of pieces of trash to find something special for someone they didn't even know. They did not have to do that, yet they went beyond their call of duty to help. And for that, I am forever thankful." So I thought that was a nice story.
That's excellent.
We looked through trash, laundry,
food to find my mom's ring. She lost her ring. This is the second time she actually lost it, and second time couldn't find it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it happens.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.